Proclamation number 5849 of 9th of January, 1954. Love Commandments. Overcoming self-love. Anyone who only cares about my commandments of love also lives to please me. I ask nothing else of you but that you shape yourselves into love, because only through love can you deify yourselves, because only through love can you revive all the powers in you which were lost to you through your past sin of turning away from me, which lie fallow in you until you are again what you were from the beginning. Love-filled beings full of light and strength. The demands I place on you through my commandments of love for God and your neighbor are truly not great, for in earthly life you have so many opportunities to be active in love, they approach you as it were of their own accord, and as long as you don't harden your heart, the activity of love is not difficult for you. And it will be the easier the more you overcome your self-love. So overcoming this is the actual task for you. And you have to fulfill this task yourselves, you have to work on yourselves, look critically at your thoughts and actions and always want to do what is right before me. And then I will also look at you with eyes of favor and help you if only you have the will not to grieve me. Thus love for me is already flared up in you. You will always know what is right and what is wrong, and your self-love should not be so great that you choose what is wrong because it is advantageous for you. Anyone who wants to walk right always thinks of me first and only then of himself, and he will also find it easy to prove love to his neighbor. To love myself and my neighbor is the basic law which certainly results in a change of nature. And these two commandments of love include everything that is necessary for your maturing on earth. For anyone who practices love acquires the strength from me to carry out the work on himself. Anyone who practices love also matures in knowledge, and he now consciously lives as it pleases me. For this reason I only ever teach love and also instruct my messengers to mention the commandment of love first and foremost, because without love no ascent is conceivable, because without love there is no connection with me which, however, is absolutely necessary in order to receive strength, and because without love you will remain in the far distance into which you fell due to your past apostasy from me. But I want you to unite with me again. I want you to shape yourselves into divine beings again and therefore only ever admonish you to practice love and to pay attention to my word, which only ever contains my commandments of love and which is your task in life to obey if you want to enter bliss again. Amen.